Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro, and I've been trying to type and let you guys know. Unfortunately, I won't be able to take any readings from the chat room because it's only me today. But normally we do that, and one of the really great things that we've been having is when we are going through some of the past shows and some of the other intent, we're looking at some really positive adding on to our show. So those of you who have had a chance to listen in, know that we had Patty Negree on, and Patty Negree is going to be on Sunday the 10th, and we are just really excited here. Our times have changed, so you have to catch us a little bit more. We're not always going to be on at that middle noon time in the mountains or 2 p.m. here. We're starting on Eastern time. One of the really great things on Psychics Gone Wild is we do the readings. We do the mini ones, and unless it's specified, you'll see the days that we're not. There is going to be some really great people on, and those of you who listened in yesterday know that Amy Kavanaugh is welcoming us to her schedule, and we are excited to have our mermaid back. She's going to be doing some classes from Florida on the internet on Wednesdays. So grab on to your Blog Talk Radio and listen in to some really fun events. We have been getting a lot of positive from Lady Arango, and those of you who caught on with the beautiful jewelry, she is going to be doing a raffle on Blog Talk Radio a men's raffle and a woman's raffle. And those of you who pay attention to this raffle and can get a chance to win some of her great jewelry. I have to tell you, as an owner and a very proud person of you know, people who do this natural craft, her work is phenomenal. You can't, you know, there a lot of her items, if you look on there, it would cost you really the price of a really good meal and a night out. Not even that, a lot of times, if depending on where you were. When I was in California, I know that looking at some of the prices, you can't beat them. So you guys give Lady Arango a little bit of a like and check out and, you know, send in to her. Those of you who would like to know, there's going to be 2 days this month that she's on, and we're working together. And she is, of course, our jewelry designer from Colombia who makes natural, all-natural items. We were discussing Psychic the last time she was on, and she was explaining to us how her jewelry completely exploded with the energy. So those of you who have been listening in and contacting Psychics Gone Wild, continue to follow along, because those are the people we're going to be sending out some future contests and some new Psychics Gone Wild ones to win. Rita won the full hour reading with Psychic Jethro. She won the whole contest that we had running in May. So she also won a psychic reading with Psychic Celeste. She won a birth card with Kelly. She just got it all. So as we've been giving those out, we want you guys to keep track and really enjoy those contests, because the really fun thing was we usually do that right out of our psychic chat room, and we will be continuing to do those. Kelly right now is in the transition, and in that transition, she is right now with all of her items in Idaho. And so I'm filling in for today, and this is Psychic Jethro. One of the really excellent things that we have been working on and going to do is, those of you who know that we are changing our format on it, is we have some callers here. We will go through. I really thank you guys that have, you know, been the great followers, and I really, the best thing is to you know, follow along, because you never know what we're going to do. That's the reason it's gone wild. And what's really excellent about that is we've had quite a bit of publicity to bring back Sue Berman, the hypnotist, our Sue from Mexico, and that's in the making. You know, we're really looking forward to that, and you can always get a hold of all of us at our sites. That's the thing I went through a little bit with those of you yesterday. We had someone call, and I understand, you know, if it's too long to wait, always, you know, I suggest calling another line. There is a lot of Blog Talk radios out there, and that's the excellent thing. We're here to help people. So, you know, I want to thank everybody. I'm having a good time, and I hope you are too. And this is Psychic Jethro, and we're going to go through here real quick with a few phone calls and be right back with some more of our announcements. And 703, you're live on Psychic's Gone Wild. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Really good. I thank you for calling in, and it's a Psychic Jethro. I'll have you give me your first name, and I apologize. We're only going to, because of the amount of time, I'll only be able to do like probably one question, unfortunately. We've got a lot of people calling in today. I'm also on Journey into the Light, if you go on tonight, for free readings.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, go ahead and just give me your...
My name is Kathy, mm-hmm. And I wanted to know about just anything in my future.
Sure, Kathy. I am feeling with you, Kathy, that you have pretty much been a person. I'm getting a lot of healing around you. I feel like you help others. They're showing me a lot of spirituality healing in the fact that you help other people. And what's starting there, I have to look at the first part of what I'm seeing with your energy. And they say for your presently that the future for you holds some other finances. They're showing me some other things that are coming into being that you have, it's like you've helped others and things have went through the years. And Kathy, what they're showing me back is that you're going to be able to get some other things going in your favor there. They keep saying you, I'm going to ask you your astrology sign here for a reason, and I'll explain why, Kathy.
Sagittarius.
Good, very good. This is part of it, you know, and I'm glad. Sagittarius is our lucky sign. And what they're telling me, the guides, is, Kathy, you're one of those people who you kind of swing out there in the faith, and sometimes the next there, and even if it isn't, you just do it, you know, and they're telling me. They were like, woo. I was like, okay, what am I telling her? I better be careful. I'm glad. The Sagittarius luck's going to be there with you. They're telling me that in August, some really positive news. I also see that you've had some other people pretty much through the last couple of years that have kind of turned, they're standing back. I see they're just kind of like, they know better than to try to tell you. I mean, anyone who knows a Sagittarius, never try to boss a Sagittarius. Not a wise idea. But they're telling me that they feel with you, Kathy, that you are embarking on some things there that have kind of hurt you before. I see that you're a person that's very loyal. They keep showing me that you had somebody you loved, that you stuck up for, even when everybody else kept trying to get you to leave or stay back, or they were like, they were trying to help, and the more they tried to tell you, the more you grabbed onto this person and said, you know, they're your people. There's something about you with loyalty. If someone's your person, you won't let go.
Okay.
So they're telling me that, and they're telling me the next is your future. And what we're also looking at here is that for a general reading, you know, we're all always going through here. I want to give you guys a really good reading and make sure when you're doing the radio, we can get a little bit more of the information, because what I'm feeling here is I've got a couple of you guys that are doing this. I apologize to Kathy. It's going to take me a moment. I'm all by myself here, so if you email me or you send a bunch of things, I'm not being rude. I'm just going to go read the person that's on the phone, and that's Kathy. And what Kathy is letting me know here, and the guides of Kathy's are saying, is, Kathy, that you've got to be careful of a couple of the health issues. They said there was an issue that you handled before that you've gotten, and it's with the back, and they're telling me that those are going to be this is a year to use caution on yourself, and what I perceive here in the spirituality of this is that the angels are saying, Kathy, you're going to be also going through this. This person, I keep feeling that there was someone I said before that you did stand up for, and they keep saying this. They keep showing your energy there. They're telling me that you will be able to handle quite a bit here in the fall, but to not... not to be verbal, and that's a ironic thing to tell a Sagittarius. Sagittarius are known for being very blunt and truth. If you want to get to the honesty, ask a Sagittarius. You know, and the guides are telling me that in the fall for you, this is a time to kind of, they're trying to say that you're going to try to hang on to that. And they're like telling you that, you know, to kind of take a little bit of a silence, to be more of a Scorpio, a little more secretive kind of doing. They said you won't listen to that. You guys said you will just plunge right in. You'll probably make some people mad, but in the long run, it'll be worth it for you and them, because the truth's going to come out. And there we are, Kathy. I thank you. And I want to tell everyone, as we've been going through here, and I welcome all of you guys that are doing, I love the fact of doing the Psychics Gone Wild. And we are new to Blog Talk Radio. I am Psychic Jethro from Living in the Psychic Realm off of themixtalk.com. And one of the great things is we are really trying to become one of your fun shows. As I was saying, Journey into the Light, a phenomenal show. I am a Best American Psychic. I'm in the top 50 in the world top psychics, and really pride myself on the fact of helping one. So sometimes you guys will notice here on the radio, I've been accused of running through so quick. But if you saw there, I only have so many minutes, and to give everybody a time, I really welcome those of you, you know, who've listened in to get a hold of me and schedule a reading. The really great thing is it's 928-284-0437, and if you look on the front today, you can get a hold of Casey in the birth card. She'll also give you that number to get a hold of me or her and get one of those mini readings. And one of the really good things today that we're doing is we're running through Psychics Gone Wild is we are going to be doing, like I said, a lot of contests. And I know that a lot of you guys are, whoa, you guys put out a lot of things. Well, as you know, this is what pays the lights. This is also what gets us going. What's even funner about it is, as you guys know, is we encourage and have been trying to keep it going every day. We meet every day in the month of April. We missed one day in the month of May. We are really attempting to do this in June. But this also includes, as you guys know, you know, getting a hold of Psychic Celeste, getting a hold of you know, the different readers. We don't and can't, unfortunately, do this just to do this for the helping. And I love that. I always do help people, but I do and have to, you know, have some helping from there. So I encourage all of you who do enjoy the program to let us know. And I guess if you, you know, one of the psychics let me know real quick here is that if you didn't contact him, he basically realized that it was a sign for him to go and raise his prices and go somewhere else. And that's sad to me because I do see that, you know, and this is my opinion, so before you guys get upset, a lot of times you can catch me here on Blog Talk Radio. You can catch me on that phone number I gave you of my own and set up a time, or you can catch me on three of the major sites of the psychic sites, and those psychic.com sites get a percentage and charge a percentage to have that name out there. So then we're paying for the marketer, we're paying for everybody, and it goes from what I've done here and give you guys a discount on by the minute, it goes to almost five times that amount. So, you know, just so you guys know, I do welcome and encourage those of you who had enjoyed the show to keep continually on and make sure and follow with us, because today a lot of my mini readings will be done on Blog Talk Radio this evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. We're going to have a real wild one. We have been having a lot of experience with a lot of friends of yours and mine who have been making contact through the email. And that's a really great way to get a really, really good reading and see how the reader is. I've had a lot of people say, you know, I sent you my picture and you did an email reading and here we go. Well, that's the best way I can tell you, and one of the great ways of doing it is to go to psychicjethro@aol.com or to turn around and look as we've been doing. It's like if I were, you know, you see me at a metaphysical fair, and I've done this for, I know those of you have seen, I've done it for a long time. I would be sitting at a table and you could come up and sit down and do a few minutes, and if I was your reader, then you would stay. If not, you would kind of go on. So what I'm really, we're offering, and that's what Psychic Gone Wild is doing, is a lot of fun and a lot of positive and a lot of variety. Speaking of variety, we are looking and encouraging some other readers and some really surprised guests. We're going to be bringing out a lot more variety on here. And so those of you who are followers and regulars do understand, you know, you guys know that we did take a little break. I moved across the country, and the guys have brought me here. I want to announce to you on Blog Talk Radio, and those of you who know it's official, I think right now you'll be the first besides one or two of my family who know I am legally and spiritually am ordained, and I am now a reverend, and it's part of the path, it's part of the spiritual I will be doing, and I really welcome it. I know that I've already had a couple of people talking to me about getting married, and I do, you know, am able to do things in this nature, and I'm really looking at this point of using the spirituality to help others, and that's what I'm encouraging. What I really want to welcome those of you who've been on and listened to us the last couple of days, you know, by calling the Psychics Gone Wild, you're going to have a fun time. We are also, and we had a lot of different ones put out the name on some different variety they were looking for and wanting to have this on some different names, and we are going to run a contest on that, and it will be changed. We've had a lot of really good ideas, and we're looking to get, you know, come up with something that's real clever that obviously, you know, can promote what the show is and what it entails. And one of the really good things, too, is, you know, in the things going, you know, going here. If you want to get a hold of me in like Canada and a couple of the other places, always get a hold of me at Skype, and that's your way to do it, you know. And it's like my Skype name is Psychic Jethro. I've had a lot of years of reading for people in United Kingdom and Canada, and it works out so well because you can really get a better connection and, of course, affordable when you're doing that. So please, you know, continue as you guys are listening in. We enjoy that. We welcome you. We are going to go back to the phone here, and I was really had my heart set on it. Had a surprise guest coming in. I guess it was surprising for me as a psychic because they just let me know here that as we've been waiting here for them, they're obviously got real booked. And see, this is the thing. I apologize to you guys from Blog Talk Radio, as I was saying earlier. We've had quite a few people that, you know, we need to help, but it needs to be a help. And there's where, you know, you get a 5 or 10 minute reading and you go from and get your things, and the psychic, as you'll see here, gets to go and give you an hour of time, or they can turn around and go out and do the amount. What I want to do is I want to help you. So it works out that you do this as a joint venture. I've heard a lot of complaints about different ones suggesting that different ones of us are asking and doing. Well, someone said that, and it's you know, a very good person that I respect in this. They don't enjoy it. It's not comfortable for them. But it's a very true thing. If you guys listened in to a few of the CBS radio and a few of these programs, if no one helps and you go in and they want to pay their light bill or they go to the store or whatever, then they usually end up not doing this. And, you know, I know years ago I had a friend tease me and we joked about, would you go and you're sick and you're going into a doctor or you're going in and you really want this, you're going to go in and tell that doctor, here, I've got, maybe I've got a couple dollars on me, and no, I'm going to go in and just get what I can, and then I'm going to run with it. Well, that's nice, but the thing is that doctor and what they've learned through the years is to have a system, have a billing, have a code, and they bill you automatically there with insurance. And, you know, we are all doing this on the good merit of it. So there's why, unfortunately, those of you who've asked me why different psychics we've had, the really excellent thing is the names that we do have are people that are out there helping. We have some people that are doing a lot of charity work. We're doing a lot of fun work. And having a lot of fun with you guys on it. So there it is in a nutshell about who and why. And I welcome you guys to ask or send anybody you know. I know there's a lot of shows out there, and those of you who listened in, that's the fun part of Blog Talk Radio. 786, thank you for listening in. You've been really patient. This is Psychic Jethro. You started with me at the beginning of the show. I've got two with you. If you'll give me your name and your question, I'll quickly run through this with you.
Hi, how are you? Absolutely, no, I'm enjoying the show. My name is James. I'm from Florida. And my question is in regards to career. Do you see anything happening as far as my career life is concerned coming up?
I thank you, James. And I am going to have to ask you your sun sign, too. I can feel like you're a kind of a shielded person. You're a good person, but I feel like you've had to learn to protect yourself. You're a very sensitive person.
Absolutely. I'm an Aries, but with a Cancer moon. Absolutely.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah, very, very intense, but very positive here. And what I see with you, James, I see one of the really strengths happening, and the angels are telling me, see now, and I thank you for calling in, James, but over the radio, those students of mine that are listening, this is how, see, James, do you feel the energy relax? James is a very good person. What he's had to deal with is Cancers have to deal with the outside world. They're very sensitive. His Aries sun sign is very headstrong. Aries is the one that will headbutt you. Aries is the one who will tell you straight where it's from, even when it hurts your feelings. Cancer, though, is the one that really doesn't want to do anything and so sensitive. So he's, through the years, has put up a shield, and his aura is very positive, but it's a very strong, darker maroon. And so this is why. And I thank you, James. I apologize for having to do this with the radio.
Oh, no, absolutely. I agree. No, absolutely.
And I see your career going into some really good things. I see that you've got a very positive financial mind. You're able to understand money and value, and yet there's sometimes that you just are going to do what James wants to do. So nobody's going to be able to really. They keep telling me that you've got really good potential with finances and that your career is where you'd ask. They keep showing me you working in. It's like a business. I see you being the person that's very good in like the operation of the skills, putting things together. You're really good in office management, working in that, you know, the thing that all of us, you know, if you're good at it, you can file, you can take care of it. You do it real effortlessly. You're very positive. I feel like that people love you, or I'm feeling that you're going to be out there working in that type of environment. Your career for you in the other area is very positive in the fact of your sensitivity and your healing ability. You got me going, James. You sent me a good one right here in my own. I'm in Florida myself, and I'm like, you guys are making me work. This is my day off. No, I'm kidding. I'm teasing you. But James, I feel that you're going to be doing some lot of healing here. I feel you're going to be. You've got some public way that you're able to deal well in the public field too. You've got charisma here, and they keep showing me in your career that they said you're going to be out dealing with people, real positive, doing handshakes, talking with people. Financially is better for you than it has been. This year's been an odd year. They said that you've held your income, but you've had other things trying to like erode at it or work away at it.
Absolutely. It's been very tough. A very, very tough year. Very tough. Yeah.
It's gonna get better in the financial. They're also showing me, you know, we just went into this Venus transition, and here's one of the really good things that I'm feeling there is he was seeing the two signs he's got, that Moon and that Cancer. One thing, I'm a water baby too. I'm a Scorpio, and I really got to tell you with that Cancer. Those Cancers are the ones that you want to get the good advice from. Two things they'll say with a Cancer: food and money. And what I'm getting here, and the reason is that you guys, you really appreciate quality. That, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Absolutely.
And then they're telling me that in the career, I see more financial happening. I really, it's a very intense reading over the phone here. And I laugh while you guys are going, what are you doing, Jethro? You're bouncing. I can't help it, you guys. This gentleman's really got a lot of positive energy. And what it's saying to me in the few minutes that we've got is, where could it be? They're giving him multiple different things. And then they're telling me that his really focus and his other energy is in to making really James happy. And James is the most happy when he's working. It just keeps going around the fact that you love that. Absolutely. Did you hear that word? I love that. Now that was an Aries weekend for
you. I love to work. I love to keep busy. And I love interacting with folks. I have to be of service. I really do.
But I feel that you're going to be, they keep telling me that you're going to be helping other people. You're kind of an entrepreneur here. There's some things that you do that are of your own work, and other things that you do that seem to do make financial. They show me you, like other places, they show me outside places coming in, and I see you working with other people, like networking, and they're telling me that by the time it gets really strongly into July and some of the other peaks here of the year, the other finances is some other networking of other people coming in. So I would say the career even stronger more. I also see that you've kind of had a little bit of a layback too, that you have somebody that's kind of selfish with you. Is this a parent or a lover? You've got somebody who's like, you're theirs. They don't really want to share your time. They're a little, oh, like pulling you back. I keep feeling like you're out working and you're doing, and they're like, they know you're happy working, but they kind of want to, and then they're like, they promote with you, but they want to make sure they get their time in too. They're telling me that you, when you're spending that quality time, and James, what their angels are telling me is that you're going to be able to go ahead and have the other financing. I also am seeing something here with an 8 and a 2. So that's what we've got. And James, I thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild. We're giving these mini ones. We've got so many minutes. And I thank you and welcome you to call back. And call me when I've got some other help around here.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Good. Bless you, James. And we're going right into 407. You're on Psychics Gone Wild. And we're going right into the next one. You've got 786. You're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, is this me?
Yep, it's you. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Jethro. My name is Gigi. How are you?
Gigi, I'm doing pretty good. I'm a little bit by myself here. I'm trying to do a lot. We've got everybody going to chat me, email me, read me over the phone. So, Gigi, I'm going to really focus here with you. And due to time, we're only an hour show on Thursdays because I'm on tonight on Journey into the Light. And, you know, you've got to listen in. Michael Long is one of the longest-standing blog talk radio shows and one of the best shows there is. That Gigi, I'm going to have you give me a question here, and then I will go
from
there.
I do have a very specific question for you, actually. I'm looking today, and I'm open. I'm 26 years old, and I met someone. You know, we talked online, but I met him, and I'm not physically attracted to him. He's nice in every other way. I was wondering, do you see something else or someone else coming into my life anytime soon?
I see someone else coming in, and I also see what's happening to you, Gigi, as I see that you've pretty much, I'm going to ask you your sun sign there because of what I'm feeling.
Well, I'm a Cancer, the 22nd, but I'm the Leo cusp, the 22nd of
July. Okay, there we go. Well, we got this is the day for the water and fire. You just had an Aries and a Cancer. Now we've got here with Leo. I feel that you're going to, they said that there's going to be someone that you really talk with and handle. It is also through the Internet. They're telling me that the Internet is a really good way to for you with the communication. And being a cusp baby, you're able to do a lot of energy here. You're able to not only handle everyone, but also to go through what the guides want with you. Your guides are pretty much saying that they want you to get to know and have a relationship, but they're really, your guides are the ones dragging their feet with you. They want you to have they want you to have a lot of friends, but they're really, and it's it's a compliment what they're telling me. They're telling me that you you need someone who's as diverse as you are. I mean, you're very passionate. You talk about Leo. Now, you're a female Leo. Now, that says a lot. Those who know what a lioness
is. Is it a Leo or a Cancer? Which is it? I'm always confused about that because it's July 22nd. So I know it's the last day of Cancer, but I don't know what that means for my sign. I never knew.
Well, and I'll tell you what I would say is I'd go by both. And I know this, I'm old school. I'm pretty old. I won't tell you how old, but I'm older. So, you know, new school is they will tell you go with one or the other. And if you look up, depending on which astrologer will use one or the other. I would say go by both because I'll tell you two reasons. You can also kind of look and do your own little bit of work. Okay, well, good example. Are you a homebody who stays at home and cooks, cleans, and keeps close to her home and likes to, you know, entertain?
Yes, I have that part of me.
Okay. Yes. Do you like to be a businesswoman and pretty knowledgeable? Also like a good challenge. If somebody gets assertive with you, you're like, bring it on. You'll go to the mat. You won't quit until one or the other
yes,
of you wins or loses.
Yeah, and that too.
See, that's why like we call them cusps, and I love that because in the older school, and the way I was trained back, you know, like, well, 30 years ago, what the thing was really excellent about it is that you look at both and then you complement that together. I am a very good compliment. Like Linda Goodman is a phenomenal writer, and I go by some of, especially hers together and how she implements it. I know another one is Heaven Knows What. It's another book by a different writer, but a very phenomenal one. You can get it at secondhand. Heaven Knows What is not in publish anymore, but he was a phenomenal astrologer, and what I reason I'm saying is those all come together for a combination. You are unique. You're both of those. So you know you're going to have that other diversity. I know that one of them, and I think it's your cusp birthday. Pretty much is one of them that they talk about in Heaven Knows What that you will. You have to watch with your back. You have to be careful of not having something happen to your back.
Yep.
You know, and it talks about some things that are a little more specific and unique. And the reason that, you know, they put this together in the formulas and people are like, whoa, the older school had those and people were like, I don't know, you know, the reason that those, you know, have stayed out there is because they were correct. What happened, unfortunately, is that this person obviously in all of his years had quite a few books and passed away and the publishers have moved on with others. People came out and made new books. But what's really great and what you want to do is you want to look at that because they're showing me this is where the diversity is with your relationship. And they're saying, yes, you will. Now, this is the important, really intense part for you, and timing is they're telling me in August 8-8. It's like August 8th is a big day with you, and they're showing me that you will be talking, dealing with someone, and that's the person you're going to be really strong with, Gigi. That's the person that's going to be there around. Your guides are kind of letting you deal with these others, like you said, the person on the computer that wasn't, was all right. They're letting you have these, but they're not going to let you have someone real serious until after 8-8. That's what I'm getting, and that's where I go. And this is Psychics Gone Wild, Psychic Jethro, and I thank you for tuning in. We've got Gigi on the line. Who's still with us, Gigi?
Yes.
We got that going, and I thank you. We got to go right on. The next one is 206. You're on Psychics Gone Wild. We're giving everyone a few minutes here to get in, and please tune in to Journey into the Light tonight with me. I'm the reader at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and we're going to have a lot of fun. And I know that later on we've got a lot more fun coming out there. So 206, how are you today?
Hi, I'm good. My name is Holly. I'm just trying to get back together with my husband. I want to know when you see my mom stop interfering in our marriage.
Okay. I feel like, Holly, here I'm going to get a few little energies here. I'll have to, if it's okay for, I know this is, you know, we're all on the radio, but I do need to get permission to have your husband's name, and then I'm going to get your astrology, because I feel like you are, you're getting karmically tested, and I think this is part of why you have the mother, you know, in the business, and I feel like the guides are showing me your husband, if I can get his physical name, his guides are.
Sure. Gilbert.
And Holly, I feel like Gilberto is got some things happening here in his energy where you and him, you know, I do see you guys really working together. And it is a shame. You've got not only the other family members in your business, but you've also got at times where there's something else that's kind of, I keep feeling like the timing. You guys are trying to really hang on and keep it together with what's going on with career and work and other things that are trying to, you know, this relationship is not an easy one to keep going, is what they're showing me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're telling me, the guides are telling me with it, and I'm reading his energy a little bit. And this is where I encourage all of you guys to do this. You know, I have a very excellent accuracy rate, and what I love with the guides and the angels, and they're showing me, is they're giving me a piece here for Holly, and they're showing you two having some struggles, and they said that you said with her, I don't understand with this mother. It seems like she is like not, she's not comfortable no matter what it is. It's like she's just not happy with the whole social setting of any of it.
Yeah,
like
she's controlling.
Oh, makes sense on what they're showing me. And what they keep showing me is that as you guys are trying to get things handled, she's pretty much putting out energy towards you in every place she can and trying to uncomfortably just undermine you no matter what she can do to undermine you.
Why would a mother do that to their child? I don't understand what lesson am I supposed to learn from this?
But I tell you what I feel, and what I feel with the other part is that she, it's like she is, she had other high ideals for you or something, and they keep showing that. And I don't feel this is a bad relationship. I am defending you. I can just believe this. Those of you who know me and know what I did for before, I was an advocate and worked a lot of years, you know, with people in good and bad relationships. And I can see and feel with you, you are a very positive person here, Holly. And what I think
yeah.
is happening is you just really love him. I mean, it's like, and there's something kind of a little jealousy there. It seems like you took some of her time by doing this, or you got, you know.
Yeah. Weird.
Yeah, it is. And I also see some really kind of sad tears. You know, it's like something else happened. It's like something else happened to her in her life, you know. And, you know, what's going on is, you know, is it's like I keep hearing them telling me that you also asked some other things to go on in your life, and this is your mother.
Yes.
It's really wild, and I have to make you, I know you don't want to say that verbally, because your guides have already started really shutting her out a little bit, because she just is, she's got some things with you. There's been times she's really kind of been ornery. It's like she wanted you to be this person, and you're great at who you are. It's like I want to laugh at her and go, are you not getting it? I mean, she should be very grateful with the way you are. You're a good, caring person. You also, you know, it's like it isn't just the fact of she just doesn't like him, but I don't feel that there's been a lot of other suitors of yours that she has liked. And I think it's like a thing of showing you that, you know, your decisions, it's really sad.
Oh, I can't hear you. Oh, no. I can't hear you anymore. Can you hear me? We lost him. Maybe when he gets back on, can we just ask him when my mom will leave me alone? Hello?
Hello, I'm Holly. That was the most intense thing. The radio technical difficulties. Obviously, Skype took me somewhere, and Blog Talk Radio took me back, and now I'm back here with you. It's like, okay, Psychic's Gone Wild sure did now. Now you know why we're working on changing our name, you guys. Help me with a name that isn't so wild. But we got a thing going on here, Holly, that I'll give you a couple minutes just because of what happened there to make sure we are giving everybody a few minutes. And they were talking there about your mom, and the angels were saying that, you know, you said, why would she do that? They're saying that she had other ideas for you. Remember some of the things when you were younger? It's like she perceived you being somewhere with it. I feel like that the relationship you have, he is trying to provide for you.
Yes.
You know, that's the big thing that, you know, and a lot of people will say, woo, you know, and the mom's like, well, this guy hasn't worked in umpteen years, and this guy's done this, and he's not mean to you. He's very loving to you. He also
yeah.
is, very nice to her. I mean, he's treated her all right. It's not like he's went and was ornery. I mean, I could take her side if she was like, I felt that he, but I'm not feeling that. I feel like she also, now, Holly, I've got to ask you, now, your age here?
47.
See, I mean, you know, and the reason is you have a very young age, and I'll take that as a compliment, Holly, because as a psychic reading this and through here, I've had people say, well, you know, you should know her age, you're psychic. I know the energy and what they're telling me with energy is you come across like a very, very mature, you know, very positive woman. But I just wanted to clarify, because what I got with the other part of the guys is the guys are saying she's still treating you like you're like in your teens.
Yeah, it's weird. I just wanted to stop.
I feel that. And I know that, you know, they would tell you psychologically your parents always see you younger and you all know those things. But what the guys are showing me in the prayer with it, too, is that she kind of, something about your dad and something, she kind of punishes you there. It's like you kind of do some things of his without realizing that you have some of both of those genes and you do some things that just, at one time that was to her okay, now it's not. It's like, you know, good example, a parent will say, you know, my son or daughter owned a such and such, and that animal did this, and I'll never again trust them. Well, your mom's got some of those never agains because something there is going on with her that she's going, this happened once and never again. So I do see that sadly, you know, we're going to put some prayer out there. And Holly, what I would suggest with you when I do my spiritual counseling and my psychic readings, what I do is I sit down with a couple and work together so that we can get both of you and her on a page, at least where the angels are working with, because she'll argue with her guides that you're just, what you're doing is terrible, and she's worried about you.
I'm not doing anything terrible.
I know, and I was glad you said that. But you got to laugh. I mean, if you look at it, you know, she should be very grateful. As we were talking, there's a lot of intense people out there, and you're a very good one. And Holly, I've got to run. I'm sorry that it did the phone thing, and bless you. Call me again at 773 number, and Psychic's Gone Wild will be here again tomorrow. And going right into it, I'm having one of those Thursdays, and we have Psychic's Gone Wild, and we're looking at going into the phones here. We're having a little bit of technical difficulty. You know how that does to me. I want to thank everybody who's been staying tuned. We have about 15 minutes of the show left, so we've got a few of you callers that have called in. We should be able to get with you. And I want you to hang on just for a minute. We're going to do a little bit of music and see what else is happening. Those of you who are in the chat room, hang on. Those of you on the phone, just, you know, hey, give us a minute here or two and see what's going on with those wild phones. Psychic Jethro, and we've got a lot of it happening there. I think we've cleared up pretty good. We can do pretty well with the phones. I thank all of you who've been calling in, and the funnest thing that we're having today is we're really enjoying Psychic's Gone Wild. One of the really excellent areas that we had was that we've got 818. You're on the line live with Psychic Jethro. How are you today, 818? Sorry, we're not getting that through. We're going to give that a few minutes, and we'll try that. This is one of the great things that we've been having happen is that those of you who tune in to Psychic's Gone Wild have come to realize that I have, that the guides work with what they want to have happen. One of the really excellent things that we got to experience is the phones are working and going through. We went through Venus with this female side, worked with some energies here with the planet transition. We got this really experience. I've had a lot of people talking about rebirth. They're really beginning to feel and back more to their sensitive side, feeling the energy. I really had felt and knew that as we got through with the phones, we'd have a lot more. We've been really fortunate all this week. It's been me on the show, and we've been pretty well handling it and having guests and everything going well, but today seems to be a lot. 818, you're on Psychic's Gone Wild.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, this is Marie, and I would love for you to pick up any energy that you can in reference to my personal relationship.
No problem, Marie. I'm going to have you give me your astrology sign.
My birthday is August 2nd. I'm a Leo.
And Marie, as I'm looking here and sensing here with it, I feel like I feel some tears here, and I'm going to start with there, and I'm not sure, it feels like a past. I feel like you had to kind of go through a part there where you had someone who just didn't really understand you, and they seem to want to, okay, it's the past, and they just seem to want to, that the person really kind of just wanted to have you do, it was like nothing was ever good enough or something. They were kind of critical. I'm getting a critical person, someone who, they hurt you in the fact they just didn't understand you. And instead of working with you or doing the things of the past relationship or showing me presently that you are in a good space here, I see a person that's there that's wanting a relationship, but I'm not able to. This is like I see outside of this that you've got someone who's not. It's like they're not married. I don't feel that you're dating someone that's got a relationship, but I feel you've got someone who's got some other ties or something there going on. There's something there that they're not. They're not able to put their work down or other things right now and handle there. And I'm feeling that here with the energy that they're showing me that this is coming. This is you're presently trying and have been going through some other hardship there. The angels are also telling me as you're working and things are starting to change for you, you've been putting out a lot of effort and a lot of things that you wanted to have happen. And looking at a relationship, I guess what I would also, what I'm feeling has shown me is that you like to be with people who are workers. I keep seeing that this person is like, this is like a potential relationship, but their mind's so much on work, they're not going out with you. I feel like you have someone you would like to go out with, but they're, or tried to go out or something here, Marie, and they keep showing me this person so focused into work, they're not understanding that they're not coming out of work to realize you're there.
Yeah.
That's what I can see. The other part of the energy with you is that the guys are saying that there's going to be even stronger, really positive work coming there with the relationship. They are showing me another. They show me a male who is, the word is, I would say classical. He is, and I don't say that like people go, okay, you know, he's got to be. I'm saying he's close to your age, but he's very unique. He's very well taken care of. He much prides himself. And it's not just the Leo that's saying that. They're showing me that you pretty much need someone like you. You're a pretty active person. You want to live. You want to enjoy life. And you've been, it's like the relationship before kind of held you back because the person was always kind of critical or something.
Yes, yes.
You know, and they said that they're showing me that there's a love in the energy. I feel like you haven't found that really strong love. I feel you've had some people that have been okay, but you're, you know, a fire sign. It is, with a fire sign, it has to be consuming. You're not, you know, they all tease about a warmer fire. Well, one of the extra things about, especially a Leo, is a Leo, especially Leo female, their mate, and those of you who know the lioness, will go to any extremities and any work to make it happen, but they won't do a half measure. If it's mediocre or it's boring, they don't play. They just politely show the people to the door.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's what they're saying. No, and they're telling
you. You're right on. You're definitely right on. I've been separated for almost a year, and it wasn't until I left that my husband finally agreed to go to therapy. And now he really wants to work on things. During the separation, I started seeing someone else. So there's a lot of chaos going on.
Mm-hmm.
But I realized that I had to end the other relationship so that I can focus on whether or not I'm going to give this marriage a shot. And if it's going to end, I want to end it. Truthfully, I can't focus, obviously, on two relationships at once.
And I don't blame you, and I'm very proud of you. You're doing this very maturely, you know. Now, that just said
it
a lot.
It took me a year.
And it's very positive. I know.
But but I'm having a spiritual awakening as well, which is so beautiful. And I, for some reason, I'm, for the first time in a long time, I have faith that perhaps my marriage can work. But like I said, if it doesn't, at least I can just focus on that one relationship. That's why I'm my mind is spinning right now, and I was just curious what you were picking up.
No, and this will be good too. And I, you know, your guides did help, and I apologize. It was no wonder with all this, the why I was getting so much versatility there, and it makes perfect sense now in what we're doing. And this is what I really like, and I thank you, Maria. Those of you who are listening in to do for your psychic work is my teaching and helping, is you guys will realize, you know, Maria just, you know, there's exactly with what her interpreted. She understood what I was saying. To me, it was like they were saying two different diversities. And I feel that you've got, I'm glad it took the year a little bit, because it also did a very positive that you and your husband are really seriously putting this together. And yet it has sadly cost both of you not only physically and spiritually, but emotionally a lot. And now you two are really ready to do this. And the guides are showing me for your future, too, that there's still those walls there. And there's a big change coming that, you know, it's like you both are working on. The angels keep showing me like you two working together on some complete spiritual of some really good bonding techniques. And, you know, and they are showing me that you two are going to be even stronger here on the fact that, like you said, it took a year, and these are the stressful times in transition. I do see that he's had to rise to the occasion, and if I were reading your pictures or doing like an aura one, I would have to definitely request it too, because you guys have a couple lives, and that's the key that's going on right now. Obviously, part of this is in this life, you're the one who's strengthening up the other person. It's like, okay, the relationship's here, it's going to there, and you know, it took that time. You know, the really excellent thing is that I feel your husband really loves you, and I think that you obviously, you know, there's been times of frustration, but you do and are going to be able to help get them there. So, and what I would say in their future also, Maria, as the guides were showing here, is they show you've got one more hurdle, and it seems to be you two not only physically connecting emotionally, but as you guys are doing here with us spiritually, something from the past life energy that's going to be trying to do this again. I feel your husband sometimes has had to learn a whole way new of thinking to keep you. He had to learn and is still working on his inner self, and there's where you spiritually are helping him in karma, you know. And you look back, they keep showing like a place like the, like very much Tibetan or something here with Tibetan lifestyle, where you and him had this life before, and this life you're raising up his mantras, his chakras, his energy, you and him together, so that he can overcome this limitations that kind of came in and he had from his family. That's why you two fell in love, is you had abilities there and you were kind of compensating, and finally you got tired.
Yeah, no, and it's interesting you should say that, because he is not spiritual. Well, now he's starting to, but for years, not spiritual at all, did not believe in God. But he was always attracted to Buddhas. And we've been buying Buddhas for years in the backyard throughout the house. He loves Buddhas.
It's a past life, and what I would really like, and this is what I do, especially with couples, and like you said, he's not, but I do it, and sometimes I will write, like the picture ones, do the email readings, and one thing there with you too is he, in that life, that's what you're, why you're, and the Buddhas are excellent for him. It's also in that life coming back full circle. He's also, you're bringing him back into the energy. Something happened there in that life before where he kind of went away from the people. This life, you kind of went away from things, and then you've come back. What I even see really excellent happening is I see you two becoming very much magically in love, doing the energy, and having that spirituality that, you know, woo, the books and the songs are made about. And, you know, everyone knows I'm a Scorpio with a Gemini rising, and I feel and see a lot of energy with my Scorpio, but I also can see where you went through some things that, you know, you, this was not, like so you said, it took a year, and I think I want to go, you know, my hat's off to you, Marie, because I've seen so many people go through a lot of years and things, and I really pray for, because here they are going through a struggle. You two, one thing you can say about you two is you're going up the hill, just like you did there in the Tibetan life. You're going up and you're maintaining, and one thing you would notice is as you two are becoming more together, you are putting out energy and helping him with his chakras. They keep showing me like you and him doing some massaging together, some working together, some real love exercises, and both of your energies really complementing. Because if we were to take a carrying camera or look at you like an aura camera, you guys, before, you were doing this energy. He was doing this energy. And by the things that have happened, now you're both becoming stronger to even be more, you know, it's just like they show at the end of the year just some really positive blessings from this.
Oh, I love that. Who knows? Maybe you will renew our vows.
That's excellent, and I would love that. Thank you. And I, you know, I had someone tell me, they said, you know, you would be really good at this. And when I got the papers in and everything, it all was final, and I'm like, you know, that's the first thing that everyone's like, I knew it. And I'm like, okay, you know, and I thought, you know, I got this for the spirituality to help and discussion. I thought, you know, that is actually, I think that is like the best compliment. I thank you, and, you know, I would love that, because by putting together and letting you guys do your own and putting the stuff together, you guys get that past, present, and future put together to experience such an enlightenment. The three lights would be so strong. You know, it's just, it's what I feel that all of us are coming to for the ascension of loving ourselves to love others. I can just see that being positive.
I do too. Thank you so much. And I will be contacting you. Thank you.
Thank you, and blessings to you, Marie. And I want to thank everybody. We've got 3 minutes left, and I really, unfortunately, am not going to be able to take another call, but you guys come on to Journey into the Light tonight. It's like, you know how much fun it is. Mike Long's show is one of those programs that's like family, and it's fun, and it's great, and we're having a little bit of fun here. I had a couple of you guys tease me about the fact that, where was Jethro? Jethro has been here having a silly fun time. Where were you guys? But what the thing is I did change some of the times, and that's where we went. We are on Mondays now, and we're on Monday afternoons, and we're not on Monday morning. So come into Monday afternoons, Eastern time, 4 p.m., and then we go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 2 p.m., all those days. And then if you come on 6 p.m., so it's 2, 4, 6. I know that sounds like a lot, but with being on 7 days, we are working on trying to get out there and giving you that little bit of time. And more importantly, you're giving me a little of that time and letting me know what you guys want. Tune in Sunday the 10th. You guys know, Patty McGree back on. Those of you who watched, you know, on Great Chef, she's on Fox Channel. She's going to be on the show, and we're welcoming her Sunday 10th. The last time Patty was on, the boards went wild. We've all been joking. It went. The lights went. Very positive, phenomenal psychic and medium. Those of you who know her from Best American Psychics, from TV, numerous things. I've been studying up, and really, you know, those of you who know, I watch very little TV, but just knew of Patty and her great gift. I just feel very honored she's been on. We are also going to have Lady Arango back. She's from Colombia, very phenomenal jewelry maker and designer. She will be running a raffle contest that on Blog Talk Radio, you guys can say you're a listener to Psychics Gone Wild and get into her raffle. She'll be giving away jewelry presents and prizes to a man and a woman. So get in on that contest. Tell her, I listen to Psychics Gone Wild with Jethro. She knows who I am. I very much really advocate her items, and have some beautiful things, all elemental, handmade, unique items, very much very gifted white warrior worker here. Spiritually, I want to praise everybody who's been listening in, and we've got 1 minute, and I'm going to give you a few seconds because you've been so good. We've got a person that's been on for a little bit. 225, this is Psychic Jethro. How are you?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. I looked at and you still were there, and you've been on for a little bit, and I apologize. We're at the last minute in the show. They hang up on me. Psychics Gone Wild gets really, they let me go.
I'm this guy. He's been hanging around. Eric, is he wasting my time, or should I move on? Every time we have a date, something come up.
Give me your first name.
Aaron.
And I'm getting from your guys, they're telling me that he wants to go, but he keeps kind of playing the game. And they said that your guys are kind of also doing it. They're not letting it happen because he doesn't get to hurt you, Aaron. You've got some really strong guys. You've got the kind of guys and angels that if he better be good to you. There's someone on the other side that he better be good to you because he kind of wants to go out with you, but he also kind of likes to play a little bit. Your angels won't have it. If he does try to play or not be good with you, you're okay. You're a big girl. But your guys aren't okay with it. And they're letting him know he better be honest. So I also feel that he He knows you're very attractive. He also, they said that he needs to come clean on the fact that he's going to be with you, but you're not, you know, you're, if he wants to be with you, you're the main entree. You're not a side dish. That's what they're saying. Woo.
That's right.
Man, you got some really intense guys, and you guys have been listening to Psychics Gone Wild. We got 14 seconds. Aaron, call in tonight on Journey into the Light. I'm going to be there tomorrow back on 773-897-6461. I take everybody. I'm going to give out that number, 347-884-8245 tonight. Aaron, bless you. Everyone have a good day. And Psychics Gone Wild's done another day.